Hello, this is Veronica Nye. I'm an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
And this is the 33rd annual survey of the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner. Veronica, what does it show us?
Well, you know, I think what stands out for this survey is that it's the third year in a row where we've seen a decrease in the price of the Thanksgiving menu. So this year, the average cost for a feast for 10 is $48.90. So under $5 a person is pretty impressive.
What is the reason for the decrease, Veronica?
I think the main driver, and the main driver for most of our meals, is the cost of the turkey. So this year, the average cost of turkey is $21.71 for the whole bird for a 16-pound turkey, or about $1.36 per pound, which is down about 4 cents per pound, which, you know, when it's almost 50% of the basket, that makes a pretty big difference.
It does. Relate this to farmers. What does this mean at the farm gate for not only turkey, but for the rest of the ingredients?
Sure. Well, you know, we've had several good production years in a row. Farmers have benefited for the most part from good weather and good planning on their part. And so they're able to continue to find efficiencies on their operation, which means a lower price for consumers. Unfortunately for farmers, though, all of that additional production, what's good for consumers on the lower prices, means that net farm income is down over 50% from where we were just 5 years ago. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. We're very good at what we do, which means we can deliver low prices for consumers, but sometimes, as is the case now, farmers feel it in their pocketbooks on the other side.
I want to put some historical context to this as well, Veronica. You said that in the last 3 years, the price has come down, and here we are at $48.90. I am wondering, how far back does your data go? Can you give us, say, in the last, say, 20 years ago, compare this to that time? If you have that data, tell us about that.
Yeah, certainly. So we first started collecting data for the Thanksgiving dinner back in 1986, at which point it was $28.74. So, you know, over the last 33 years, we've only gone up about $20 for the entire meal. So, I think if we compare that to maybe other things we were buying in 1986, it's pretty impressive how stable prices have been. You know, we compare it to previous decades as well, and we see that this is the most stable we've seen the price be since before 2006. So, really, folks we're all benefiting from some pretty steady hands on the farm.
Veronica, give us an idea of what a Thanksgiving dinner consists of, according to this survey.
Well, you know, it's kind of what we'd all expect. It's turkey and a pie, veggie tray, cranberries, and sweet potatoes. And then if the other things that go along with that, ingredients to make some of those items, and the stuffing for inside that turkey. So, you know, really, I think a meal that you'd find looking across a lot of dinner tables in the U.S. And then new this year is that we wanted to round out that meal a little bit more and say, well, what if you had a 4-pound bone-in ham or 5 pounds of potatoes and a pound of green beans? We added that this year, and when you add those products in, you get up to $61.72, so a little over $6 per person.
So how's the survey taken?
Well, we ask our members to go out and shop their local stores. So it's volunteer-based only. This year, we had over 160 volunteer shoppers in 37 different states participate. Every region of the U.S. was represented. And it's been pretty consistent across all of the years that we've been doing the survey.
Also, there's some other things to take into account here. You mentioned adding a few items that might be options for some families, but also there are, and I've done this before too, taking advantage of a food delivery service. Is anything done in that regard?
You know, I think that's a really good point, and we certainly do see folks using a lot more time-saving convenience products like the meal delivery, as you mentioned. So we did do a price check of popular meal delivery services, and they indicate that a 16-pound turkey costs nearly 50% more, or nearly $2 per pound more compared to that turkey that you have to go to the store and prepare yourself. So, you know, when you look across the total cost of the Thanksgiving meal priced by Farm Bureau members, it would be about 60% higher if you purchase it from a meal delivery service.
Bottom line is, how would you hope that consumers view this?
I think, you know, our main hope is that the folks look at the bounty on their Thanksgiving table and think about the farmers who helped provide that for them and did so in such a way that we're able to have such a large and bountiful meal because we're producing efficiently and in a way that we're continuing to keep the price down.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Veronica?
Well, you know, we've talked a fair amount about things to be thankful for, but, you know, I think it's worth mentioning that farmers and ranchers remain concerned about hunger in America. Many of our young farmers and ranchers in particular are involved in organizations such as Feeding America, which secures and distributes more than 2 billion pounds of donated food and grocery products annually. So, you know, we want to make sure that families all across America, no matter their economic situation, are able to come together at the Thanksgiving table and enjoy a good, hearty meal together.